NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says Democrats put together the American Rescue Plan to make the American dream more obtainable.
Americans have found it's getting harder to reach. That's what creates a sourness in the land. That's the sunny optimism, so crucial to our identity, has receded away from view.
The New York Democrats said the Build Back Better agenda will benefit American citizens for years to come while also addressing major issues like climate change. Schumer went on to speak about the Freedom to Vote Act and said Republicans need to let Democrats know what their stance is on voting rights. Schumer said Republicans should not be afraid of a debate and or pretend like they don't have a role in protecting voter rights. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says costs are rising for everyday items and wages are decreasing around the country. The Kentucky Republican said the Biden administration wants to spend their way out of the current situation. McConnell said what's known as the Human Infrastructure Plan is not free like the Democrats say it is and contains tax hikes that will hit American families the hardest. He added the Biden administration wants to give the IRS new powers to know what's in Americans' bank accounts, resulting in a situation he says would be like every citizen is being audited. A Republican senator is throwing support behind cognitive tests for those in positions of power. Louisiana's Bill Cassidy told Axios he's in favor of those tests for folks in all three branches of government. He said a person's decline is usually noticeable and explained some previous senators of both parties were senile when their term was up. We're less than a day away from an expected guilty plea from the confessed Florida high school shooter. The attorney for Nicholas Cruz confirms that is what will happen tomorrow at a special hearing in the 2018 Marjorie Stoneman Douglas mass shooting. This will be on all 17 counts of premeditated murder against Cruz. Johnson & Johnson is raking in the money thanks to its COVID-19 vaccine. The New Jersey-based company says it sold $502 million worth of vaccines in the third quarter. It expects to sell $2.5 billion of vaccines this year. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.